Guys, what's happening? Welcome to the 5-Minute Sports Podcast. I'm Karan Thabrani, and I'll be giving you the top sports stories of the day. So, a stark contrast from yesterday, as there's hardly anything to report on today. Just the two cricket matches, and the one big news in football, which I'll start off with. So, Alvaro Morata may be out for as much as 6 weeks, after it was reported that he suffered a grade 2 hamstring injury. But we'll have to wait and see on that one. The 6 weeks news is just rumors as of now. But what's confirmed though is that it is a grade 2 hamstring injury and he hasn't gone with the Spain international squad. Moving on to cricket. It was day 5 today in both the matches, Pakistan against Sri Lanka and South Africa against Bangladesh. So yesterday I said that both these matches are going to end in a draw. And guess what? We had results in both the matches. So what does this say? This says how cricket is so unpredictable and also says how you should never believe my predictions. So I'll start off with Pakistan against Sri Lanka. Until yesterday, this was looking like a certain draw, 100% or 1000% draw. But then from nowhere, Pakistan got a few wickets, Sri Lanka came under pressure, and today, they became all out for just 138. That means Pakistan needed just 136 to win. And we thought that would be a cakewalk. But no, Sri Lanka still have Ranganathan. And Ranganathan is pretty much a one-man team for Sri Lanka right now. If he doesn't perform, it's Sri Lanka who have either gone on to draw the match or maybe even lose the match. Ranganathan is carrying the Sri Lankan team on his back. And he won't be able to do that for too long though, because I think he's reaching towards 40 and he wouldn't be able to go on for that much longer. But for now, it's Ranganathan who has done a pretty impressive job to bowl out Pakistan in the fourth innings in Abu Dhabi, a place where Pakistan have beaten all the top sides. Australia, South Africa, New Zealand, England. All these sides have failed to win in Abu Dhabi against Pakistan, and Sri Lanka have just shown today how easy it is. You just need one player, and that one player is Ranganathan. He took 6 wickets. The other 3 wickets were taken by Dilruwan Pereira, and Lakmal got the final wicket. Pretty embarrassing for Pakistan though. If you can't chase down 135, that says a lot about your inexperience in batting. The other match was South Africa against Bangladesh, and Bangladesh were 49 for 3 when they resumed day 5 today, and although there was forecast of some rain, South Africa didn't even let it get to that point because Bangladesh was so poor, or rather South Africa was so impressive, and it was another spinner in the form of Keshav Maharaj who led South Africa to victory. So Morne Mokkel wasn't there because of the injury, and it was reported earlier today that even he's going to be out for about 4 to 6 weeks because of that side strain. So Rabada got 3 wickets and Keshav Maharaj got 4. The other wicket was a run out. So looks like South Africa have found a reliable spinner in the form of Keshav Maharaj. And he may as well be the replacement for Imran Tahir for the next few years. Pretty good find for South Africa, because I watched him bat yesterday towards the end and he was hitting a few shots easily as if he was a number 3 or number 4 batsman. Just oozing class. But then again, it's only Bangladesh, so it could be overstating it a bit. So nothing else to report on. I can't believe I've dragged the show for 5 minutes. Thought it would get over in 2-3 minute stops. So that's all is there for today, guys. Thanks for tuning in and see you tomorrow. Yalla, bye.